you please your name and number? I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I still love hearing your voice. I want to hear it face to face. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Got some news. First thing, today is my dad's 99th birthday. Obviously, he hasn't been around for about 10 years, but he's 99. Interesting to me. The other celebration I have is that tomorrow I get my weekly fig delivery. But you say, what is that? I've mentioned before, there's a group out of Chattanooga, Weekly Fig, that delivers food from local suppliers, from the Amish community, the Mennonite community, from other local farms. And I get my raw milk, local raw cheese and raw butter and free-range beef and so forth, and of course lots of vegetables that are grown locally, and they deliver to your door. This is basically a working version of my earlier attempt at Shofar City. You may recall that some years ago I didn't succeed. They are been around for a while now, so hopefully they'll do well. And the third, probably most important, is I've had a conversation with Nirav today. We have a store, first of five, going in Kansas, I think he said, which, you know, that's helpful. We also have a store going into Alabama, Huntsville, the first of 100, and that will make the company stable. We also are in have an agreement, apparently now signed agreement, with an organization out of Argentina, which will make this more than stable. And then we also have he is on his way next week to Texas to negotiate with Wayne, which is huge. They are a multi-billion-dollar company, so they can afford us. So suddenly, four things are on the table. See, what I find interesting is that it took a lot of effort, a lot of risk, but a lot of steadfastness to stick with this. So many others have left him. He was basically down to a few people in India that, you know, because there's some cultural advantage there. And in the U.S., it was basically me. And now it looks like it may actually work. So things may recover here nicely. But this perseverance is what happens. It's not because, you know, it's been talked about by so many. It's not having a good idea, great abilities, whatnot. It's perseverance that brings success. And I would suggest the same thing applies to marriage. And that's why I am persevering in trying to reconcile my marriage, because I think it's appropriate. And also, it's the Lord's command. It's very simple. It's the command to both me and to you. I'm living it. I ask that you do too. Not only for you, not only for me, for our kids. It's getting long, but one other thing I find fascinating. My friend Chris Prince, we've developed a very good relationship over the years. He has difficulties with his wife. It's interesting that he has at least two of his two sons who are very adamant about seeing their mom and dad reconcile. And it impacts them big time. And I wonder if any of our kids see that and desire that. I'm at the table. I've been at the table for 6.5 years. Because, again, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm in love with my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.